All right, we are on the record for After Talk.
Yo. I don't know how long we can make this one. First of all, I love doing these morning cord killers.
It's always fun to do because it feels like I then, you know, have cleared out the rest of the afternoon. It does mean that I have to do the prep a little earlier than usual. So,
well, and it's especially tough because so often the prestige television that we want to discuss is on Sunday night.
Sundays. Yeah, that too.
But there is something neat about just waking up, rushing in and hitting the ground running.
Yeah. No, it's fun. And the reason we did this today is because DTNS is off on federal holidays, and it's Juneteenth federal holiday today. And Eileen had something she wanted me to do this afternoon. So thank you for rescheduling for the morning.
Oh,
that helped a lot.
No, it actually works out great because we have to shoot ads later on.
Oh, okay. Good. Works for everyone.
Hey, Tom. It's going to be 104 degrees this weekend.
Wow. Yeah. It doesn't get that hot here until August. So what's it going to be like in Austin in August?
I don't want to think about it.
Uh-huh. How do you cool things?
Well, AC runs all the time. And it was really interesting on the Austin subreddit. There was somebody saying, like, opinion, if you're running a business and have AC running, close your doors and all this stuff. And then, like, the second comment was, hi, engineer here. There's something called an air curtain. And, like, literally the warmth of the bodies in the establishment is doing more to overtax the AC than the open doors or whatever. Yeah. But the thing I've been doing is I've set up a couple of hoses up on the trees that are just misting. And so in the short walk between my office and the main building, I walk through, and also it's, you know, watering all the plants in the pond and all that stuff. But yeah. It's hot. Oppressively hot.
Yeah, I remember the day we got to 117 here 2 years ago.
Holy moly.
I hope we don't go back to that. Today we're talking 97 here, so it's not cool here either. But
does it feel any different? Because it's still pretty dry, right?
Yeah, it's super dry.
Yeah. Not wet. Oh, it rained yesterday.
Well, isn't that nice? We don't get that here. It's not allowed.
In one spot. Yeah. Like, picture the Austin map. Picture the.
Is this your subreddit post that you complained about the rain, or?
Oh no! I was screaming about the rain. I was thrilled about it. I said,
"Oh, because you got rain."
Yeah. It's me driving along, amazed at what appears to be rain, and then that rain traveled over our house, and then we did a follow up. I did a Twitter post where I'm just holding up Pippi in the rain, soaking wet, screaming. I'm just so excited.
It's right. I would feel that way here too. We haven't had rain since January, I think. Yeah. We're on mandatory water, like watering your lawn restrictions. Certain days of the week that you can water your lawn, and only for a certain amount of time, all that sort of thing.
It was really weird. Out of the corner of my eye at the local sports bar or whatever was a commercial for a fire pit. And I'm just like, why are you selling that?
Why would anyone want
you,
that right
you
now?
You own a fire. You have two fire pits.
Yeah. And I look forward to months and months from now when I will be allowed to use them.
Yeah. I guess it's for long-term planners.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Get it installed now.
It's a national feed. Austin.
Maybe it was national.
Yeah, it had to have been.
But even so, like going into summer, a fire pit, maybe it gets cold at night enough some places that you'd want a fire pit in the summer.
It gets down to like 75. Yeah. I mean, over in Florida, though, man, that's weird. Like, sun goes down, it gets dark, it's still 91. That's unreal.
Yeah. Yeah, we get cool here at night, and by cool I mean below 70. It's not cold or anything, but not
means you all start dancing and singing.
In August is when it starts to be like, oh yep, still 90 with the sun down, you know, for a couple of days when it's up in the hundreds during the day. Thankfully, I have a low water I have eventually no waterfront yard. I put in desert landscaping so that after it gets settled in this first year, I won't have to water it, but you know, with a hose a couple of times a year.
And there's no water table beneath you. Like there's no amount of just drilling down.
No, not here. There are water tables elsewhere in California, just not where I'm at.
Yeah, it's knowing that Austin is just going to explode in population, we're mm-hmm. getting ready to drill a well. And I'm just like, how unreasonably deep can I afford to drill a well?
Also, I want to put in rain barrels because, you know, even...
Oh, for the capture, yeah.
The little bit that it does rain here, it'd be nice to keep that for watering the lawn and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, well... I think we sound just about as old as we possibly can.
Yeah.
That's your weather report. Hopefully it helps.
We talked about our lawn. Now please get off.
We talked about the weather, about our lawns and lawn care. Thank you to all of our patrons.
Did I tell you about my doctor's appointment? Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Thank you for being patrons. We'll talk to you next week, I believe. Bye.
After my cardiology.